news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Time Magazine's Person of the Year title is given to individuals or groups considered to have had the biggest impact over the year, though not necessarily in positive ways. Yes, Hitler and Stalin were picked in the late 1930s. Time's editor-in-chief Edward Felsenthal made the announcement of the 2018 Person of the Year on the Today Show Tuesday morning. In third place was Robert Mueller. Donald Trump was number two.
This year, it's not a person, it's a group of people that you're calling the Guardian.
As we looked at the choices, it became clear that the manipulation and abuse of truth is really the common thread in so many of this year's major stories, from Russia to Riyadh to Silicon Valley. And so we chose to highlight four individuals and one group who have taken great risks in pursuit of greater truth, starting with Jamal Khashoggi.
Jamal Khashoggi, yeah. Why did you select him?
This is the first time we've ever chosen someone no longer alive as Person of the Year, but it's also very rare that a person's influence grows so immensely in death. And his murder has prompted a global reassessment of the Saudi crown prince and a really long overdue look at the devastating war in Yemen.
There were also other journalists on your covers. Tell us about them.
The Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland. Five journalists killed in June. A gunman apparently aggrieved by the coverage. And the Gazette, one of the oldest papers in America, did what it's done since before the revolution and got a paper out the next day and continues to do so with courage.
A couple of other covers may have people Googling saying, I wonder who these two people are. Tell us about your...
Maria Ressa is really an extraordinary individual who has relentlessly pursued the current story in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Of course, the rise of autocrats around the world, one of the major themes of the year. And she has exposed Duterte's propaganda machine, the extrajudicial killings, and she's been a legal target in the Philippines, currently under indictment in what many perceive as retribution for her reporting.
And a similar story, two Reuters reporters in Myanmar who are currently in prison.
Two amazing reporters, Awa Lone and Cha So-u, who exposed a mass killing of 10 Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar and are in prison actually a year to the day tomorrow as a result of their reporting.
The United States Supreme Court on Monday declined to review lower court decisions that blocked two states' efforts to disqualify Planned Parenthood clinics from public Medicaid funds.
The Supreme Court effectively handing Planned Parenthood a victory in this case, really keeping in place two lower courts' opinions, saying that states cannot terminate Medicaid funding for any Planned Parenthood affiliates that provide preventative care for low-income women. So definitely a win for Planned Parenthood, you know, but this wasn't your typical opinion. This was the Supreme Court saying that they are not going to be taking up this case, instead leaving in place the two lower court opinions that said that states violate federal law when they do terminate this Medicaid funding. Justices John Roberts and new Justice Brett Kavanaugh sided with the liberals in this case, deciding not to take up this case. And the three conservative justices, the solidly conservative justices of Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, as well as Neil Gorsuch, they all issued a dissent here saying that the Supreme Court should have taken up this case. Justice Clarence Thomas issued somewhat of a stinging dissent, saying the only reason the Supreme Court decided not to take up this case was because it involved the phrase or the words or the organization Planned Parenthood.
A bipartisan group of 44 former senators released a forceful editorial urging current members of the chamber to protect the rule of law and be steadfast guardians of our democracy. Former senators Democrat Chris Dodd and Republican Chuck Hagel organized the effort to get those 44 former senators to sign the letter. Unfortunately, current Republican senators seem disinclined to do anything when it comes to Trump oversight, as Senator Orrin Hatch proved when he spoke with CNN.
Well, I think the Democrats will do anything to hurt this president, anything. And what happened before he was elected president, you know, is one thing. But since he's been elected, the economy's done well, our country's moving ahead. We're in better shape than we were before he became president. And I think we ought to judge him on that basis.
But this is not the Democrats. This is the Southern District of New York, the U.S. attorney. I mean, that's what's making this allegation.
You think he's a Republican, do you?
Well, he's been appointed by the president.
Okay, but I don't care. All I can say is he's doing a good job as president.
The administration is expected today to unveil a plan that would weaken federal clean water rules designed to protect millions of acres of wetlands and thousands of miles of streams nationwide from pesticide runoff and other pollutants. That, as the world's largest climate change conference, the UN's COP24, is happening in Poland. The aim of the gathering is to meet an end-of-the-year deadline for agreeing on a rule book on how to enforce action to limit further warming of the planet. The United States, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and Kuwait were against welcoming the findings of the report, and reference to the IPCC report was removed. Trump's top White House advisor on energy and climate was protested and mocked as he embraced coal and other dirty fuels at the event otherwise dedicated to saving the world from the catastrophic effects of climate change. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.